Now then, I'm Dom Shaw and this is the Tripe Supper, Gazette Borough's Borough podcast. You know that already.
We're back.
Absolutely. It's been an eternity since we last did it. I think since the last one, Jono's gone.
Yeah.
So Chris Garbutt, 46 game a season man, steps into my right. Anthony Vickers, who you heard there, to my left. We're looking back, obviously, frustratingly, sadly, to Sheffield United on Tuesday night, which was a disappointing night for Borough. It was a disappointing night all round. The results really going shockingly across the board. First, Garbs, let's get straight to the crux of the point and I guess what everyone's talking about. Why are Borough struggling and why have they struggled all season against anyone who's remotely half-decent in the Championship?
It's probably a combination of a lot of things. What some would answer as the glaring obvious reason is because they're not as good as the top seven or eight teams in the league, which is, you know, the league table doesn't lie, is it? Borough are currently not good enough to be in the top six. I think it's maybe a little bit of a mentality thing as well at the minute. I mean, it's gone so far now. We've picked up so few points and lost against so many teams in and around us that are they going into games with a sort of subconscious that we can't, you know, we can't beat these teams? Or I don't know. It needs to sort itself out now if we're going to have any extended fun this season, if you put it that way, with the playoffs. But I don't know, and I would imagine that Tony Pulis doesn't have the answer to that either.
I mean, it's got to the point, Vic, where they need an overnight cure now. Yeah. You look at the games to come, and like Gab says there, it has to be resolved now,
well,
doesn't it?
It's been the fatal flaw all season, and in truth, it's probably what Gary Monk sacked. It was the awful away defeats at Leeds, Millwall and Bristol City that probably flagged up that this team wasn't good enough to beat those sides. And of course, on paper, this team should be good enough to beat those sides. They'd spent a lot of money. There was a hard core of experienced players there that had been promoted before. Yet, for some reason, they struggled to get into games, started slowly, and as soon as they found themselves on the back foot, looked really fragile. And as soon as they conceded a goal, there'd be a 10, 15, 20-minute spell where it was utter chaos. Now, we've had two managers, probably four or five different formations, every possible permutation of the squad, and still that flaw's there. That, to me, suggests that it is a mentality issue. And although Tony Pulis is a very experienced manager and will know what the problem is, he hasn't really had the opportunity to bring in the players that he wants to change the shape and that. So we're left with a group of players that in some way are flawed. It could be the long tail of last season's relegation battle. You know, they went 4 months without a win. Sometimes that kind of seeps into the DNA of a club, and people get used to losing games and it stops hurting them, and yet they're getting picked every week. So we've seen that once teams start to struggle, even good sides, they can go into that kind of steep decline. So the question is, how do you arrest that? There may be some tactical issues. We know, for instance, that Borough are very slow through midfield, and the teams that they've come up against that have turned them over tend to be very fast going forward. They might not technically be better, but they know what they're doing and they do it with rapid pace, and that's exposed Borough, in which case you're looking at a full-scale revamp of the squad in the summer again.
And is it getting worse? Because at the start of the season, Wolves on the opening day, you're beaten by, you know, that was a 0-0 game, wasn't it? You're beaten by a Daniel Ayala slip. Fulham, that was a 0-0 game until the late drama. Villa obviously was 0-0 and Borough battled very hard that night. Since Christmas, though, you look, or before Christmas, Bristol City, I mean, for me, Bristol City, Millwall and Sheffield United, carbon copy defeats. Mm. Bullied, outfought in the middle of the park. And they lost the battle before they lost the game, didn't they? And then you look at Cardiff, I mean, Borough managed one shot on target at Cardiff. Mm. Recently, it almost seems to be more of an issue than it was early on in the campaign.
Yeah. I mean, we spoke on the way home from Sheffield last night, and I said to the guys that I was with that if Borough, you know, sometimes when two teams go against each other and it's a game of football that both teams try and win, both teams put everything into, and you know, and sometimes you are going to come out on top because, you know, you're playing against the better teams of the division. But them games that you mentioned, Cardiff away, you know, last night, massively, Bristol City away, Borough weren't at the, they didn't even turn up, did they, really?
First half, just completely weren't at the races
at all. It's not as if, like, you go to these places and, you know, you're giving it your all, but you're getting edged out by a little bit of good play or so on and so forth. But Borough just did not turn up in any of them games, and that's worrying because they're big matches, and, you know, looking ahead, if we were to get into the playoffs, is it going to be the same story? You know, if we do manage to scramble into the top six, I can see it being just in the exact same situation again with that.
I mean, the only way Borough can get in the playoffs is to find a cure very quickly, because they need to win what? Yeah. How many games of the last four do they now need to win? Three.
Borough took 11 points off top half teams this season. There's only one team in the division with a worse record, and that's Birmingham. So Burton Albion have taken more points from top half teams in Borough this season.
And I think that's, you know, an issue, probably not just against the top half teams, but on the road, Borough looked very flat.
Recently, very flat.
Away from home recently. I think they've only won one of the last seven away. Vic, you wrote today that Tony Pulis was talking about how Burton's a difficult place to go, but then Hull stick five past
them. And Villa beat them by four. And, you know, they hadn't won at home since September. So the idea that it's a difficult... I know it's just spin. You know, that's the post-match spin, you know, trying to ease the lads' pain because, you know, it was always going to be tough, lads. No, I'm not having that. If you have the mentality that you want to succeed, that you want to be in the playoffs, that you're a top team, you've got to go to somewhere like Burton. You've got to batter them. Mm. You have to show that you're a team that means business, that you're organised, you have the energy, you have the game plan, you have the potency, and you have to go there to teams like Burton and Sunderland, another one, and you've got to batter them.
Well, the bottom three, we've drawn away against the bottom three, Barnsley, Sunderland and Burton Albion.
Borough seem to be stuttering at exactly the time when they almost seem to be finding the feet, you know, going into that international break. Brentford seemed, and I think even looking back now, was a good point. But you expected Borough to kick on from there, and they haven't. I was looking at the form table this morning on the last five games, and I think there's only five teams in the league who picked up more points. And you're looking at Forest, Burton, Sunderland, Barnsley, Leeds. You know, even the likes of Preston, who lost three games on the bounce going into Tuesday night's game, are suddenly within 3 points. It was a real opportunity, wasn't it, to kind of open the gap and to almost leave them behind, whereas now they've been sucked back in, and it's anyone's game again.
Stats are funny things, because we went into the Sheffield game and you said, well, Borough have only lost 1 in 9, and that was to the champions elect. Mm. So it probably didn't look as bad. But the worrying thing was the number of draws in there. And that good run of 4 wins out of 5 all came against the basement side. So perhaps it wasn't really a good gauge of where the team were. And then you'd say, oh, well, Borough are sixth. You know, it's all in our hands. You know, we're in charge here. But Borough were sixth going into Sheffield on the dint of other teams stuttering. You know, we went through 2 weeks where somehow Borough was still in sixth at full time. Despite losing against Wolves, the scrambled point at Burton kept them in six just. And you can't rely on other teams. You know, you've got to make things happen yourself. You've got to shape the season yourself. Mm. And I don't think it's never felt like that all season. Borough have had a couple of good runs, usually when they're playing against the relegation battlers. And it hasn't always been great football. I mean, Birmingham, they won 1-0, but it was an awful match. Away at places like Reading, awful matches. It's never felt like Borough have been in charge of their own destiny this season.
Is it time to freshen things up in the team? Because we know Tony Pulis likes a settled side, but they have looked flat and laboured recently. I know, against Nottingham Forest, it was a professional job, it was an efficient job. That was comfortable, wasn't it, in the first half, and then they did what they have been doing and just saw it out in the second. Mm. But in games at Burton and against Wolves at home and even at Brentford before the break, and obviously against Sheffield United, Borough, they've lacked something, haven't they? Whether it's an oomph or a spark or there's been something missing. Is it time to use the squad to freshen it up?
That, looking at that second half yesterday, I mean, I know they maybe got a little bit of a an ear blasting for, you know, from the manager.
But he was adamant. He was adamant.
He didn't. Yeah.
He just said that he put the names on the board. I mean, to make a change.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think that they knew that it wasn't good enough, and they were always going to come out in the second half and improve on that first half display. But I thought it was nice to see Fabio. I'm not, personally not Fabio's biggest fan, but I think it was nice to come and sit and see him yesterday. I thought he really brightened it up. I think he sort of increased the work rate tenfold and sort of dragged the team along with that. They recognised, you know, he was absolutely all over the place, wasn't he? So yeah, maybe looking at that personnel change might freshen things up, and maybe I mean, I know we've done it on numerous occasions this season already, but maybe a little tweak to the formation. I don't know. I've heard a couple of people saying that they like the three at the back.
Yeah, you said they almost stumbled across the formation.
It's more by accident than design, and it's kind of crisis management, and perhaps even just the fact that they were given an extra bit of oomph in every position to make up for being a man short. But it, I mean, I'm a fan of wing backs. I think it gives balance and an attacking option. But for Tony Pulis, that would be a complete reversal of his entire policy. But sometimes needs must. Sometimes you've got to freshen it up just to catch the opposition on the hop.
What would you do with Traore, if you will?
Well, you could play him in the middle. You know, he's got the pace to burst through. One of the problems, I think, in recent weeks has been that teams have found a way to shackle Traore. When he was Borough's secret weapon and he was awesome, very little you could do about it. But in recent weeks, most coaches have said after the game, oh, we had a plan for him. And increasingly, teams have found a way of stifling him, even if that's putting two and three men on. And what I've found more worrying than the fact that opposition have found a way of neutralising him is that Borough don't seem to have reacted. And very often you get Borough players looking for Traore, even though he's double marked, even though he's in an empty acres where he's not going to hurt anyone. And that to me seems a little bit of abdicating responsibility, because if he is double marked, surely the alert midfielders should be thinking, well, there's space somewhere, and they should be making the runs, and the people on the ball should be picking out those runs, but rather than looking for Adama when he's in trouble.
But then you've got the manager on the sidelines screaming,
exactly,
give it to
Adama. Exactly. So you're in a tactical cul-de-sac almost, and to get the best out of Traore, maybe it is worth moving him somewhere else, where the opposition would have to think again as to exactly how to shackle him. And if he's making those runs through the middle, and he's still getting brought down, then maybe you get a free kick on the edge of the box, maybe you get a penalty, maybe just the fact that you've moved him forces the opposition into second guessing what's happening and making changes, and suddenly, you know, flaws open up in their game plan.
Because of the tactical blueprint that we're currently playing, when Adama doesn't play well, we don't play well. That's this unfortunate situation that we find ourselves in now, and Borough need to find a way of coming up with other ideas. You know, like you mentioned there, Vic, if they've got two and three, they've spent a full week, you know, training two and three players to shackle Adama, then, you know, what's going on over the rest of the pitch? There has to be another, you know, space elsewhere,
space somewhere
for our other attacking players to utilise and capitalise on it, because it can't just all be Adama. You know, you've got to have other ideas.
You mentioned Fabio. If he does make changes, you know, Pulis after the game on Tuesday night was talking about how he thought the second half was fantastic, and he was talking about the energy and the commitment, which surely points to the fact that you can't go on like that and then not change things for Saturday. Obviously, Grant Leadbitt is out. Who else comes in to contention? Who can come in and change things?
If he does go three at the back, I would imagine it would be the obvious Gibson, Ayala and Shotton. Fabio, it would be the obvious right wing back, I would imagine. With George on the left, I thought George was poor last night, but you know it would probably be George. And then the three midfield, Leadbitt wouldn't play, obviously he's suspended, so it would be Clayton, who was Borough's best player last night, I thought, which is really, really bad to say when he was only on the pitch for 45 minutes. It would be Clayton, Besic and Housen. And then maybe Adama behind Bamford, or you know, if you don't play Adama, then Bamford and Asombalonga.
down in a central role, down and moved into that central slot in the second half.
Possibly, again, being poor last month, I would say he's been right off the boil after having a cracking couple of months earlier on in the season. I think he's been sluggish and wasteful in possession, which is not like him at all. So, you know, does he? He's played pretty much every game, Stewie, hasn't he? So does he need a rest? I don't know.
What's your take then on the? We asked Chris Wilder this, didn't we, after the game on Tuesday night. How do you currently assess the playoff picture? How many teams, you know, at Preston, can Preston still get in the top six? Can Derby still drop out? This is obviously recorded before they play Wolves. What's your take on the situation as things stand?
Last night's results really have sponged it all up. I mean, you go down to, I think Preston's 2 points behind Borough now.
Yeah, I think there's five teams.
There's five, it? Yeah, yeah.
Down and Brentford are fighting.
Brentford, you know,
are we thought Brentford were done when Borough got a point there, didn't we? Now suddenly they win, what, three on the ground, and they're right back in there.
I would probably say you could go, I mean, there's four games to play. I know Derby play tonight, and they've got a game in hand on it as well.
Yeah, against Cardiff.
I would probably say there's down to 10th. Would say they could still get in.
I think the top six is set now, and I think by the time Borough go to Millwall for what is the cup final, I think Millwall could be too far ahead, because they put together a really good run. They're playing with belief. They're playing with a system that everyone understands. It's functional and simple, but it's proved very effective. You know, they've put together a 16-match unbeaten run. You know, every year people say, oh, someone comes out of the pack and gets into the playoffs. Well, that's them. You know, two months ago, they were mid-table and just starting on their run. And they've barged through the pack, grown in confidence, and they're there to be beaten now. Borough have to resolve this fatal flaw. Borough have to beat Bristol, possibly beat Derby. They're really going to get in there.
Just on Millwall, when Borough went there in December, the Millwall was 17th and had won five games in the league. That's obviously up until that point, they've won 12 games since. But their running is tough. They're at Sheffield United on Saturday, then they've got Fulham, then Borough, then Villa. Does it matter who you play? I mean, they're not going to fear anyone, are they, the way they're going at the minute?
We've got a coincidental set of circumstances with the fixtures at the minute where everybody is
playing everyone. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we're saying that on Tuesday.
Borough's before last night, Borough's four games up, leading up until Ipswich is the four closest rivals for that sixth spot. I know Wolves played Derby tonight. Sheffield United, like you mentioned, have got a game against Millwall at the weekend.
Borough Bristol City.
Borough Bristol City to come. That's why I'm not. A lot of people I've spoken to are really, really downhearted about Borough's chances to get in the playoffs. I said on the way to Sheffield yesterday, I said there's going to be swings and there's going to be lows and highs even with just winning this little four game period. Now there's going to be times when you think you're in, you're out. People will lose. People, you know, lose points where you don't think they will. I think what's important for Borough is the two home games. I think if Borough can beat Bristol City and beat Millwall, then you really put yourself in a position where, you know, if you can maybe pick up a point on the road, and I think that might be enough.
The only game Borough have left that isn't against a direct rival is against Ipswich, who are obviously managerless now after Mick McCarthy's choreographed drop mic moment after the win over Barnsley. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Because, I mean, from a selfish point of view, it would have been entertaining seeing McCarthy after that final game and going out with a bang, no doubt. But they've got, I think it's their director of coaching who's now taking charge for the rest of the season.
Yeah, they could have someone in within a week, couldn't they?
Well, this fella has been appointed until the end of the season, right. So it suggests that it's going to be in the summer. But McCarthy going early, I mean, it doesn't come as a surprise. Will Borough still be able to shout then? If so, is it a good thing or a bad thing that he's gone?
I mean, can you see anybody pulling away enough for it to be not going down to the last game of the season? Because I can't see anybody getting more than sort of like 3 points away from anybody.
No, I don't think I can, not with those Millwall fixtures.
Yeah, I think it'll go down. There will be something on the Ipswich game.
No, I think it's going to go down to the 89th minute. Yeah. We know that.
Yeah.
You might as well dig yourself in for it.
Yeah. It hasn't been a happy hunting ground for Borough over the last 10 years or so, has it? Maybe it's even more, but we got a good result last time we were there, didn't we? I fully expect this to be something on that game. Absolutely.
I think it will go down the last last day, possibly the last 10 minutes. Mm. And if you're still in there at that point, then, you know, great, that's something to fight for, to extend the season. If Borough aren't, then the season has been a complete disaster for me.
Mm.
And there's been talk, I've seen a few fans talking about this on Twitter, and you mentioned it earlier, a kind of reboot in the summer. Are Borough at that stage, regardless of whether they go up or not?
Well, yes, because if Tony Pulis is the manager, this squad does not have the skill set to play the way he wants. It would seem strange having done such radical surgery last season, but some of the big money buys that came in will not be players he wants. Clearly, he doesn't fancy Britt. Martin Braithwaite is a question mark.
Fletcher,
yeah. So even to make a decent fist in the Championship under Tony Pulis, I think it's going to take radical surgery. And then you say, well, there's another clutch of players that have they reached their end of the days at Borough?
Mm.
You know, there's question marks maybe over George, Grant, Stewie. They're all past their prime.
Yeah, that was the conversation.
That's another area where that would be natural rebuilding. And then on top of that, you might have some structural changes because of Pulis wants to change the style. Mm.
Gabs, your take on that?
Yeah, I agree. I think that, if we don't get the top six, it's evident that this squad aren't capable. There's been two managers. Tony Pulis has had enough, I think personally he's had enough games to be able to get to grips with, what he's got. And if Borough aren't to get in the top six, then it's quite evident that, the squad is not capable. So it's going to need... some moving on, some moving about. I would imagine that players, like you said, would naturally be moved on when they come to, age gets to them a little bit, and that they're sort of lacking in quality for a little bit. But I mean, I don't know the finances at Borough, but is the money going to be there to go and have another huge summer like we did last year?
We'll wrap up there. Not quite all smiles, I'm afraid, but hopefully Borough get back to winning ways against Bristol City on Saturday. As Gab says, there's no doubt going to be plenty of twists and turns in the remaining four games of the Championship season. Cheers, Gabs. Cheers, Vic.